what happened was that in Eretz Yisrael, in the Kfar Chabad magazine, the Sicha, the weekly Sicha, the weekly edit of the Sicha would be published at the beginning of the magazine under the heading Dvar Malchus. And when the Rebbe gave out the instruction to increase in the study of in Yani Gula Mashiach, so they came up with this idea of putting out the Sicha in a separate booklet called Dvar Malchus, and putting together, adding other sichas from the Rebbe on the topic of Mashiach, and they would put in a few letters of the Rebbe, different things. They became like a whole booklet that they gave out with the title Dvar Malchus. And the Rebbe that week decided that he's giving out to people who worked on the Lakuta Sichas, also decided, felt that they should do something along those lines. So basically what they did was they wrote to the Rebbe and they got an answer about compiling Sichas from the Rebbe on the topic of Mashiach and putting it out also in such a pamphlet form. So they put together such a compilation on the Lakuta Sichas on the topic of Geula and Mashiach. And in Eretz Yisrael, they decided that they were following what they had been doing already for a few weeks, putting it out under the name Dvar Malchus, that they would use the same format, this large size booklet with the title Dvar Malchus. So after they came out with it, the Rebbe said he wants to give it out. One night after Maira, they were prepared to give the Rebbe like the Lakuta Sichas on the topics of Geula and Mashiach, and they asked the Rebbe which one he wants to give out, in which format. The Rebbe announced, chose the format with under the heading Dvar Malchus, which was a very big thing at the time. People were very excited. It was the idea that the Rebbe was actually giving out a booklet called Dvar Malchus, the Word of the King. So the Rebbe, that week, after Maariv, the Rebbe gave out that booklet. And also, it's important to know that on the Shabbos of Tazria Metzera, David Nachshon had, when he went up to take a bottle of Mashke from the Rebbe, at the Fabrengen on Shabbos, in Parashat Tazria Metzera, he proclaimed, out loud, the Chiyad Einenu Mareinu Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Leilam Vod, he made that proclamation. Which is very interesting. If you look back in that Sicha, you see that the Rebbe makes a reference to the proclamations that Mashiach is coming, that it should be heard, that was made here, and should be heard throughout the world and in all the worlds. But so at the time that he did it, at the time that he made the proclamation, the people, he wasn't sure what the Rebbe's reaction would be, and the Rebbe, whatever, the Rebbe smiled, the Rebbe was clear that it went through. A few weeks later, when the Rebbe was giving out this kuntres under the heading Dvar Malchus, the Rebbe gave out this booklet. So at the end, the Rebbe giving out the booklet, he was standing in the back, David Nachman was standing in the back with Avi Taub, and they decided, they started to sing Yechiyad Einenu Mereinu Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Leilam Vod. The Rebbe was already starting to head out. The Rebbe gave it in the front and he started walking to the back. So as the Rebbe was walking to the back, so they stood in the back because they were a little scared how it would go over, so they were sort of like hiding out in the back and singing, and the Eilam sort of like tentatively joined in, and it's all on video. It's not, it's all on video. You can see the video of the Rebbe giving out the Dvar Malchus, and on the video you see that as the Rebbe's walked to the back, and the Rebbe's coming to the point where he turns to go out the door, you can see the Rebbe looks up into the crowd, and the Rebbe goes like this. To David Nachshon Avitab, that was the address, and the Rebbe, as he walks out, they're singing, the Rebbe is encouraging to sing. As the Rebbe walks out, he gives like an extra to someone standing off into the crowd. And those who were there saw it was clearly David Nachshon, Avitav. They were the guys who had started the singing. The Rebbe goes out. That night, the people were very, it was a lot of excitement. There were plenty of people sitting, and they were dancing for hours afterwards, and then it was very exciting. The Rebbe encouraged us. And afterwards, we were sitting in Fabrengen. I was there as well.